From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. Steve Inskeep is on assignment. In Iraq, U.S. soldiers mounted a major raid on a villa in downtown Baghdad today. The raid left several Iraqis dead or wounded. NPR's Eric Westervelt has been at the scene. Eric, what were the American troops going after in this villa?
Well, Jackie, it's not clear right now. Local residents claim U.S. forces were going after Saddam Hussein and members of his family. Troops swarmed all over this upscale residential street in the Al Mansour district in West Baghdad. And the house U.S. forces attacked was right behind a restaurant just off a major commercial street, a heavily populated, high-traffic area, lots of people around. So if it was Saddam they were going after, the deposed dictator was hiding really in the heart of West Baghdad. But right now we just don't know. U.S. military officials and soldiers at the scene declined to comment at all on the operation. As did a spokesman at the U.S. military's 5th Corps headquarters in Baghdad.
This raid was apparently pretty bloody. Can you describe it? You got over to the scene.
Yeah, Army soldiers had cordoned off the area. Two cars were in the street. They had been completely burned and destroyed. Residents said machine gun fire had set those cars on fire. No one was killed or injured in those two cars. But just 60 yards away, really right in front of the house, there were two destroyed cars, two more, and both were riddled with bullets, and an ambulance was there and took away what appeared to me to be several bodies, and a local hospital confirmed to NPR that five bodies were brought from the scene. Some of the residents were clearly upset and angry, saying the Americans shot up innocent people. One man said to me, I've seen the Americans treat animals better. Doesn't Iraqi life mean anything to the Americans? So they were deeply upset. But authorities, again, won't comment yet, and it's not clear who was shot and killed at the scene. But if the bodies had been brought to a local hospital, you can bet it was not likely Saddam Hussein or members of his family in those bullet-riddled cars that I saw tonight. It's interesting, Jackie, that this was almost the exact same spot in the same neighborhood where the U.S. dropped four 2,000-pound bombs on a house in the same district on April 7th during the war, after officials said they had received credible reports of intelligence that Saddam and his sons were meeting in that spot. I mean, right behind this house is really the area where the U.S. bombed April 7th and destroyed four houses. Some civilians were killed in that April 7th attack, and there was no evidence then that they got Saddam.
Now, as you know, ever since Saddam's sons were killed last week, there have been more reports that intelligence was flowing to U.S. troops. General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, apparently confirming that. Are you hearing that from other military commanders in Iraq?
Yeah, military commanders on the ground in Baghdad and surrounding areas have said that they believe they're getting more intelligence, more people coming forward with new information. As you mentioned, General Myers said today he believes they're closing in on Saddam Hussein and it's just a matter of time. And Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz echoed those comments today, saying they believe that they are getting more good intelligence on Saddam and his whereabouts, people coming forward, and that perhaps they are closing in.
Any explanation, though, for the contradiction, Eric, that this is one of the bloodiest weeks since the war ended, with 10 American troops being killed in this past week?
That's right. Troops continue to come under almost daily attack in Baghdad and in surrounding areas. And it's not clear yet whether these are, in fact, any kind of retaliatory attacks for the deaths of Saddam's sons, Uday and Qusay. But clearly they have not stopped. And some Iraqis I've talked to said, look, these attacks are not going to stop anytime soon. They have a lot less to do with support for the deposed dictator than they do for anger at the Americans and the occupation here.
Hmm. Well, thank you very much. NPR's Eric Westervelt in Baghdad. Thanks again, Eric.
My pleasure.